Look what happened. Drop down. I can't finish it all. And he took his staff in his hand. Look what it said. Oh, that goes 39. David girded himself with the sword of armor. He saved the goat, for he had proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with you, for thou put them off of me. You know what? I ain't worried about all this armor and brass and helmet on and all this stuff. What am I going to do with that? Mm-hmm. When I got God with you.
Right.
What you going to do with that when you got God with you?
Right.
I don't care what you're going through. When you got God with you.
That's all you need. Oh, you need.
Hold on. Drop down. The 42, what we just read. And when Philistine looked about, Sister Mead, and saw David, he disdained him. You know where he comes from? That's what that word meant. Go look it up.
Yeah. Cussed him up.
Huh? Now you're in trouble now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Cussed up. He can beat you.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As an announcement, we're serving Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program, which will recommence on February the 11th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and unperishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear two selections from the Johnson Temple Choir and an inspiring message from Elder John Owens, an associate elder at Johnson Temple, entitled Leaning on the Everlasting Arms of Jesus. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
the morning light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning light. Oh, weeping may endure for a night, but
to Isaiah 40 chapter and the 20, we'll be reading the 28th through the 31st. Amen. And if you don't mind, my brothers and sisters, can you please rest up on your feet, my brothers, if you can. Amen. Amen. And it reads, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Amen. And if I would leave with you today a theme, a thought, amen, it'll be leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus. Do I have a witness in this house? I believe I got a witness in this house that you can lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. I'm trying to calm down just a little bit because I don't want to get too excited. Amen, 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 amen. Like I say, we just came out of revival. Amen. So I'm excited about Jesus. Amen. Eagle is known to soar. They glide in the air. The amazing thing about an eagle, they don't even put no effort in there. You know why? Because they depend upon the wind and the gusts. And what they do, because they have so big of wings, they just scratch out their wings. And they allow the wind to carry them so that they'll soar. See, and they're soaring, and they fly, they pause every now and then and flap their wings. An eagle doesn't fly furiously, beating the air with his wings. If he did, many of them would probably poop out because their wings are too heavy to do that for any length of time.
Yeah.
They rest on the power of the wind.
Right.
I hope you hear that this morning. I said they rest on the power of the wind. Anybody know anything about the wind? Hallelujah. They rest on the power of the wind. Hallelujah. And they mount up on with wings. They mount up. Amen. And they fly. Hallelujah. He wants us to be linked into his will so that we do not have to struggle unnecessarily. God wants us to do the same thing as the eagle does. The eagle learns how to fly without any effort because they fly on the wing, on the wind. And we have a wind that we can fly with. It is called the power of the Holy Ghost. And that we'll learn how to soar under the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't have to struggle. We don't have to fight. We don't have to wear ourselves out. Somebody say amen this morning. Hallelujah. But we are all learn how to fly and excel in the power and the anointing of God. The definition of leaning is to trust in something or someone that will not move under pressure. My God is battle tested. I want to say that again. My God, I don't know, but my God is battle tested. You see, the Bible lets me know that those who put their trust in God, not in man, not in material, but if they learn to put their trust in God, God is able. I tell you, we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask or think. Watch this. According to the power, woo, I'm going to preach after a while. According to the power that worketh in us, is able to allow us to soar like the eagles on under the wind of God, which is God's spirit. God has never failed us, never failed them, and he has never failed nor leave us nor forsake us. In times of trouble, God will always be a very present help. Do I have a witness in this house? In times of trouble, my God is always there. Somebody say he might not come when I want him, but he's always on time. There is a song that says, I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. It goes on to say, and if I trust him,
he will.
Goes on to say, if I trust him, he will provide. God has provided for us in every, and I want to put a pin in that one, in every situation. It's not been a situation that you found yourself in that God did not deliver you out. Not one. If you trust in it. God were there all the time. Songwriter said God was there all the time, waiting patiently in line for you to allow him to come into your life. Psalm 37, 23 and 25 says it like this. He said, a step of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delight in his ways. Though he falls, he shall not utterly be cast down. For the Lord, somebody said, but the Lord, upholding him with his hands. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know about you, but I get excited about that. I said the Lord upholds him with his hand. We serve a God that has a powerful, mighty hand. We talked about that hand this morning, didn't we? When he allowed the children of Israel to get out of bondage. With a mighty hand, God led the children of Israel out of bondage. Hallelujah. David said, I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David said, I ran around the little town as a young man, and I didn't see nobody suffering for nothing. He said, when I got old, I didn't see nobody suffering for nothing. Why, David? He said, because they put their trust in God. See, the problem with us today is we have to learn to put our trust, to put our confidence not in ourselves, not in our sister, not in our brother, but learn how to put our trust in God. Woo! I feel like preaching this morning. Hallelujah. I am confident that I can, I don't know about you this morning, but I'm confident that I can put my trust on the everlasting arms of Jesus. Do I have a witness in this house today? Hallelujah. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Woo! David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Woo! He didn't say I might not want. He didn't say I could not want. He said I shall not want. David goes on to let us know in the same chapter, while we are leaning on the Lord, if by chance we find ourselves falling into the pitfall of the devil trap. David said the Lord will. I like that thing. I like that. God will restore our souls. I know you're getting quiet because I know you say, that ain't me. I ain't falling in the pitfall. But be very careful. Be very careful. Because the Bible said that the devil is running around to and fro seeking whom he may devour. He's like a roaring lion. Woo! I'm going to get through with this one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord will also lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, so that he would get the glory. See, he works on us. He shapes us so that he can get the glory. See, even though we fall, even though we make mistakes, even though we misstep, God will restore us back and lead us into righteousness for his name's sake. Woo! TDJ said, God gonna get some glory out of this. Whoa, glory to God. Hallelujah. Not only that, but God will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He didn't stop there. He said, he will anoint our head with oil. He will anoint us to do the will of God. He will anoint us to go in and out. He will anoint us to preach the word. He will anoint us to sing a song. He will anoint us to do the will of God. Hallelujah. He said, my cup runneth over. Woo! Hallelujah. Then God put his stamp of approval on our life when he said to us, surely. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God has so many witnesses that has trust, put their trust in him. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin that doeth so easy to beset us, and let us run this race with patience that is set before us, looking to Jesus. I told you, you can depend on Jesus. Looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Woo! Hallelujah. And he endured the cross, despite the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He has power. We ain't serving a God that don't know that's a little whim, but we serving an almighty God that is able to do anything for us. All we got to do, my brothers and sisters, is learn how to put our trust in Jesus. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, it was God who brought us out. It was God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. It was God who brought our ancestors out of bondage with a mighty hand. They learned how to lean and depend on God. And if, I'm going to put a pin in this one, if we are going to make it, if we're going to make it in this calamity and this confusion, hallelujah, we're going to make it in this present world, we must put all of our trust in the Lord. King Solomon was one of the wisest men who ever lived beside Jesus Christ. But he did not depend on his own ability. King Solomon said, even though God has given me wisdom and riches, I learned how to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And he said, I will lean not unto my understanding, and all of my ways I'm going to acknowledge Jesus. Hallelujah. Leaning on the everlasting arm of Jesus. The book of Isaiah is divided into two parts. First part, 1 and 39, is God declaring his punishment toward his people because they weren't obedient. They just didn't do right. They ran from one idol to another idol. Even though God delivered them with a mighty hand, they still were confused about what God they wanted to serve. But God declared his punishment from 1 through 39, but God switched. Somebody say switch. And through 40 through 66, God forgives his people for their many sins and deliver them out of bondage. Chapter 40, God changed his mind. God switched from judgment to comfort. The Bible says in the first chapter, the first verse of Isaiah 40, he said, comfort, comfort my people, says the God. Speak tenderly. After God had said to them that I'm going to put you in bondage, I'm going to cause you to suffer, then God said, comfort, comfort my people. Aren't you glad that God switches on us sometimes? I know you think you're righteous and righteous all the time, but sometimes we fall along the wayside. And I'm glad, I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God switches from judgment to comfort. Woo! Hallelujah. He said, comfort, comfort my people, said God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and not acknowledge her that her time of forced labor is over. Her iniquity has been plundered, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sin. I'm glad that God is a forgiving God. people don't forget you. Some people don't forgive you. But I'm glad that God will forgive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord of creation, the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither worry. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And them that have no might, God increases." I'm glad to let you know that when you feel down and out, and when you feel a little weak, I tell you, God is able to give you strength. In the midst of a storm, God is able to bring you out. Somebody say, "Bring me out." Woo! Thank you, God. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But somebody said, "But." Somebody said, "But." They wait on the Lord. He shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. One of these days, Jesus, the Son of God, is coming back. He's going to crack the sky. Jesus, somebody say, "Jesus, he's coming back looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle, that is washed in the blood of Lamb. We're going to see my Savior face to face. We're going to hear him say, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the everlasting joy.' I'm going to put on my long white robe. I'm going to walk the streets of gold in my silver slippers. I'm going to be able to wear my crown. Hallelujah. I want to see my mother there. I want to see my grandmother there. I want to see Moses and Elijah there. But most of all, I